Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to part two of this episode of Steelers Friday Night Six Pack. I am your host, as always, Tony DeFio. If you stuck with me on YouTube and Facebook, I certainly offer you my gratitude. Thank you. And if you downloaded part two on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, you name it, iTunes, I thank you for that too. So if we have more people in the live chat, we have Bob Yeager, Chad Landsman from Facebook, Mule Skinner, who starts things off at a really hot take. He always brings in, he says, Anderson wanted more money and the Emperor laughed at him. I guess that was true. That free agency didn't exist back then, but he did stick around through the 94 season. And maybe he wanted more money and after that year, but Bill Cowher laughed at him. I don't remember how that unfolded, but I know he left for Philadelphia before winding up with the Vikings and that kind of infamous kick that he had in 98. Then I think he finished out with the Titans. But yeah, he definitely left as a free agent eventually. And Bob Yeager has a trivia question, and this is one that I don't know. Maybe the live chat can figure this out. And he says, trivia question, who made the tackle on Hollywood Henderson on the opening kickoff reverse? Actually, I know who that – it was Jarella, right? I think he hurt his ribs, if I'm not mistaken. Is he the one who made that tackle? So – and Ryan O'Toole says the important people are here. That's true. It's true. We're all important people, but the really, really important ones are here right now. So the third topic I wanted to get into is bad weather games. I'm a bit of a runner, not a great runner. I'm kind of average to below average, depending on who you ask or who I'm running with. And the last three nights, I had the worst luck Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday during my runs. I got hit with a torrential downpour, and I was totally drenched all the way through to my censored my underwear, if you can believe that. Everything was just drenched, and it was awful, and it was miserable, and I hate being wet, especially when my feet get wet. And, of course, no fun when your underwear gets wet either. But anyway, that's beside the point. So three straight nights, I had to come home, and, you know, again, it's just I don't want to, you know, like, gross you up, but I take off all my clothes and put on new clothes. And I guess that's my way of saying I hate bad weather. And the worst game I ever went to as far as the elements for me is not having a great time, not enjoying myself, was back in 2013 near the end of the year. The Steelers were 5-8, and it looked like they were out of the playoff hunt. And if you remember that year, they famously got back into the playoff race and should have made it if it wasn't for Ryan Succop at the end, missing a field goal in the Chiefs Chargers game. But anyway, they were 5-8. They looked like they were out of it. And my boss at the time, I think he was trolling me looking back on it. Anyway, he gave me 2 free tickets. So I took my uncle, and I think that was the lowest attended, up until last year, of course, with the pandemic. It was the lowest attended game in the history of Heinz Field. It was awful. It was cold. It was windy. I could not get warm at all. Like we were sitting in the upper deck by the open end, and my feet were frozen. I still have like my one big toe on my right foot. Anytime it gets cold, it goes numb. I think I suffered frostbite that night. But anyway, I spent like half the game trying to get warm in the men's room because that was the warmest place. And I wasn't the only one who had that idea. It was a pretty popular place that night. And I hated it. They won. It jump-started their run at the end of the year. And they almost made the playoffs. But I was completely miserable. I hated every second that I was there. So I guess my question to you is, when it comes to the elements, do you prefer extremely cold? Do you prefer snow? Do you prefer rain? Or do you prefer it to be really, really, really hot and muggy? Or none of the above? If we're up to me, and I know this is Pittsburgh and we're supposed to be tough, but I'm not tough. If we're up to me, they would build a dome on the top of Heinz Field. They would put a roof on. If they did that, I would sign up for season tickets right away. And I'd go to every game because that's what I want. Or if I was really rich and I could afford luxury box tickets or seats, I would do that. But you know, I'm okay with a dome. Give me a dome. I don't like when it's hot. I don't like when it's cold. I don't like when it's raining. I don't like when it's snowing. I don't like when it's windy. I don't like any of that stuff. I want to have a roof over my head everywhere I'm at. So what about you guys? You like Mule Skinner says 87 and low humidity. He must be from San Diego or somewhere out there. Ryan O'Toole says he loves snow. Russ Obenstein says this is unrelated. He says, "What's up, Tony?" And chat room getting in late. Well, better late than never, Russ. Thanks for joining us. Brian Brown says, "It's Florida. I get wet more than I'd like." Hey, Brian, do you remember that 89 game between the Steelers and the Dolphins? It was Thanksgiving weekend, and it was a torrential downpour, mainly in the second half, I think. And Pittsburgh was down 14-0 in that game, and they came back and won. I think it was 34-14. It was one of my favorite games of all time. I have fond memories of that game, but that's because I was watching it on TV. If I was there, I probably would have left. And Chad Landsman from Facebook says, "Cold weather is fine. You dress more layered." Yeah, I agree in theory, Chad, but it's never worked for me. Like I can put on the proper amount of layers, but it's always my hands and my feet. And of course, if you're the internet and you're always making fun of my hair, the top of my head gets cold. But it's mainly my hands and feet that just go numb on me and it's miserable. And Bob Yeager says, "Snow, Jerome Bettis in his last game in Pittsburgh against the Lions, it was snowing." Yeah. And remember like a few games before that famous Brian Urlacher game against the Bears at Heinz Field where he ran over Urlacher on the way to a touchdown. So, and Mill Skinner, he's in Florida. Wow, good for you. You guys are in Florida. I wish I was there. Well, not maybe this time of year, but certainly in December, I wish I was there. So I have one more topic. And that is actually not Steeler related, but it's fun related. And that's, I don't know if any of you out there are college football fans. I certainly am. I love college football. And it was announced on Thursday that the whatever committee, some committee made up by a bunch of presidents, conference presidents, they're proposing a 12-team college playoff. And I was trying to read it and follow it, and it looks a little convoluted. It looks a little complicated, but I think we'll get used to it, and they'll probably work the bugs out. But at any rate, I think it was a long time coming, You know, I think for years they basically, you know, we, you know how it used to be in college football, how they would have awarded a national title. They just voted for a team at the end, and whoever got the most votes was the national title or national champion. Even if they finished fourth prior to the bowl game, if everything fell in front of them and like the top three teams lost and they won, they were suddenly the national title, or I keep saying that, the national champion, even if they beat like some, you know, lesser team. You know, it was just weird. And then of course they went to the BCS, and it was one game between two teams. Of course, it's one game. And then of course they went to the four team playoff in 2014. But I never thought any of that was enough. I always thought they should have expanded it, and now they have. And from what I understand, from what I've read, the top four teams, the top four seeds, are going to have a bye, and then it's going to be 4 through 12, and then it's going to be the quarterfinals are going to come after that, and then they're going to, you know, obviously go from there. And I love it because I think it would give the NFL playoffs a run for their money. Because I don't know if you ever watch college football on a regular basis, but there's a lot of passion for it around the country. Just 2 hours up the road from where I live, and you know, I don't like Penn State, but I got to give it to their fan base. They're loyal, and they could play anybody, and 100,000 people will fill the stadium. West Virginia's down the road, an hour down the road. They're another rabid fan base. Obviously, SEC country, Alabama, Auburn, LSU, you name it, you know, at Tennessee, those stadiums were always 100% filled to capacity. Florida, blah, blah, blah. You can go on and on. So, I mean, you know, if you have like two or three dozen fan bases that think that they have a chance to make this 12 team playoff. Wow. You know, people like to say that it would dilute the competition down the stretch and create more meaningless games. I don't think so. I think it's going to create more meaningful games, because that's what this thing is designed to do. It's designed to keep more interest with the fans and keep more teams invested up until the very end. You know, if you have a chance to be the, you know, the 12th seed in a playoff tournament, as opposed to playing in the Gator Bowl, you know, you're going to be more incentivized if you're a player, and you might not sit that game out. Yeah, just because you have, you know, an eye towards a professional career. So I'm really, really, really excited about it. Like of all the new things that have come along in a sporting sense over the last 5-10 years, this is the thing that really has me incredibly excited. And I don't know if it's going to really give the NFL playoffs a run for their money, but I think it might surpass the NCAA tournament, basketball tournament, in terms of just pure excitement. So I think this is like, you know, people always say it's like your Christmas morning. Well, this would be like my Christmas morning, getting to watch these games every week whenever it does take place. Hopefully, it's sooner rather than later. I heard the earliest will be 2025, but hopefully they figure out a way to have it happen earlier. But we'll see. But I think, you know, the one thing I miss about the pre-pandemic life was watching college football with a full stadium, because I could. Take it with the NFL. I think, you know, that's more of a quote unquote clinical kind of atmosphere. At least that's what a lot of people claim that they want. They want the players to just, you know, do their jobs and not celebrate, you know, whereas college football is all about celebrating and constantly, you know, being into it and, you know, doing dances and waves and orchestrated celebrations in the stands, in the end zone, everything. So, you know, as I wrote about a few years ago, I think, if college football, I mean, if the NFL was more like college football, I think it'd be a more fun product to watch. I think a lot of people involved with the NFL, from the owners to the coaches to the players to even the fans and the media, are too tightly wound, you know, for a game, you know, whereas college football, they have no problem showing their passion. And I just, again, I'm just so excited about this proposed 12-team playoff. Hopefully it goes through, and I think it will. You know, I think if they're proposing it, I think it's going to happen. So, but anyway, that's all I have for tonight, actually, as far as topics. But it leaves a little more time for you guys as far as your questions and comments. So let's see what you got. And I'll start off with Russ Obenstein. And he says, Going to PSU game is awesome experience in whiteout. Yeah, they have great. That's a great atmosphere when they all show up. All the fans show up in white. That's probably pretty darn intimidating if you're an opponent. Mule Skinner says, Bama is a dynasty until Saban retires. Yeah, and probably afterwards too. I mean, he's obviously very important, but you know, whoever gets that job, I mean, I don't think the pipeline is going to just dry up as far as recruits. I mean, people know Bama is the place to go, but it is like extraordinary that you know, if you look at how strong the SEC is and how much talent is in that conference from top to bottom. The fact that Bama is able to dominate the way they do, it's amazing. And Saban, he might be the greatest college football coach of all time. Owen David asks me, and he says, "Hey, Tony, how are you? Hey, from England, 2:30 here." Wow, that is dedication. Are you part of that fan club that followed me on Twitter? Because I had a great fan club, Steelers fan club from England that followed me on Twitter, and I followed back on Friday. And that's great to see. It just shows you. Steeler Nation really is Steeler world, Steeler universe. It's just all over the place, worldwide. And Russ says, Joe Paterno, the legendary coach from Penn State, he lobbied for 12-team playoff for years. I think a lot of people did, but I know Paterno was definitely vocal about it. And he also wanted an Eastern Conference, and he wanted Pitt and West Virginia to be a part of it, but that never happened. Maybe Pitt should have took him up on that offer and created, but Pitt went into the Big East, which was great for them for basketball, but not so much for football. And now we see today, football is definitely the thing that drives the bus in college sports, and Pitt's in the ACC, which is a great conference for college football. But you know, I don't know if they really feel at home there. It would probably make more sense for them to be in the Big Ten geographically. But what are you going to do? You know, it'd still be dwarfed by all those other schools like Ohio State and Michigan, of course, Penn State. And Garrett Slingerland says, "That's exactly why I can't stand college football. There's like 10 schools that get all of the top talent and steamroll the rest of the NCAA, and people act like they're surprised." Well, that's one of the reasons why they're creating this, or they're proposing this 12-team playoff, is because they want to give more teams a chance. But as far as the recruiting side of it, I realize money is a big thing as far as, you know, facilities and maybe even some underhanded stuff. But really, it's all about, you know, if you win, if you have the right coach and you can and you create a winning tradition, then you're going to get your recruits. I mean, you know, yeah, some schools, they have an inherent advantage, like Notre Dame, because of its national following, and of course Bama, because of its status, and so many other schools. But if you create a winning tradition, you're going to get people come to your program. It's just, you know, some schools just have advantages because of where they're located. You know, like if you look at college basketball, basketball is such a big thing in Tobacco Road. You know, North Carolina, Duke, Virginia, North Carolina State. You name it. So if you're a 4 or 5 star recruit there, you know, and that's where you're born, where are you going to go? You're going to go to one of those schools, you know, whereas, you know, Pittsburgh, the Western PA, we don't produce a lot of basketball stars. So it's kind of hard to lure a 4 or 5 star recruit from the Carolinas over to Pittsburgh. The only way you do that is by establishing a tradition, getting to the Final Four a lot, winning a national title or two. And Pitt came so close to doing that, and they came up short. And I think if they would have gotten over the hump once or twice as a program, they would have been more of a powerhouse today. And they would have Jamie Dixon would still be at Pitt, and they'd probably have a lot easier time getting recruits. You look at Syracuse with Jim Boeheim. And, you know, that school's in the middle of nowhere, yet, you know, they're able to win year in and year out. And, you know, they've won, I think, one national title, but they're always in the hunt. So, and Owen David asked from England, which defender has the most sacks? Well, I think you got to go with TJ Watt. He's going to, you know, Brian and I talk about this on the Hangover all the time. He's going to have 16.5 officially, because that's the record. So if he gets 16.5, he's the new single season record holder. So I think that's what it's going to be. TJ Watt for short. And Dave Shipley asks, what do you think about Peterson talking great compliments for Harris? Peterson. Who's Peterson, by the way? I can't think of who Peterson is. But anyway, oh, you mean Adrian Peterson, AP. I think that's great. I mean, I don't know if he knows any more about him than anybody else. I know he's an Alabama alum, but I mean, you know, I think the talent is obvious with Najee Harris. He just has to go out there and you know, hopefully the line, you know, is gets better and you know, he fits into the system and Matt Canada uses him properly. But, you know, as far as we talk about this all the time, as far as positions where a rookie can step in and make a difference right away, it's running back. It's up there with maybe cornerback. As far as you're just out there, you utilizing your raw talent and you know, the learning part of it, you know, that comes over time. Whereas other positions, obviously like quarterback, even receivers struggle so much in their first couple of years. So I think it's great. I mean, I think, you know, Harris is a tremendous talent. And he just it's just a matter. It might be just he might be a big difference maker for them this year. Let's see what else we have here. And Ryan O'Toole asks, would you have paid to keep Connor as a number two and gotten rid of a couple of other running backs? I would have thought about it, but I think James Connor still wants to be a starter somewhere. And maybe even if it's not in 2021 with the Cardinals, I think it's where he went, Arizona. I think he wants to, you know, maybe be in a different environment, be away from all, you know, all the Pittsburgh angle, the Western PA, former Pitt Panther angle, and just go kind of be a football player somewhere and not be about a story anymore. So I think he was gonna leave regardless, you know, unless they weren't gonna overpay to keep him as the number two running back. So, I mean, I would have liked it in a perfect world, but I don't think it was ever really gonna happen. So, and here's one from Thanks Mean Joe. Would you rate AFC North as number one elite division in the NFL for 2021? Yeah. You look at the AFC, the West is the Chiefs. I think the Chargers are going to be better this year. The Raiders, you know, they're the Raiders. You just don't know what they're going to do. The Broncos, you know, I think they're, until they get their quarterback situation shored up, I don't know how good they're going to be. As far as the East, I think it's the Bills, and then I don't know. You know, it's you know, the Patriots have fallen off a little bit. I mean, they signed like half a new roster, which for some reason is supposedly a great thing. You know, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. But there's certainly uncertainty at quarterback for them. And, of course, the Jets are the Jets. So, you know, in the South, you have the Titans. They just traded for Julio Jones. I think they're definitely the class of that division. The Colts are pretty good. The Texans are, you know, they got a lot of problems. The Jaguars are obviously a work in progress. And as far as the NFC, I mean, obviously the East is always a mess. We know that. The West is pretty good usually. The Seahawks, the Rams, 49ers, they had some injury problems last year, but I think they're going to be good this year as long as they can figure out their quarterback situation. And then, of course, the North is going to be dominated by the Packers, more than likely. And in the South, you have the Buccaneers. That's a good division, the Buccaneers. Of course, Drew Brees retired. So, yeah, I would have to give it to the North. Yeah. But I think if you're calling it an elite division, that means Pittsburgh's pretty good, because I don't think you can call a two-team division elite. So, yeah, I think they're going to go three deep. I think it's going to be a lot like last year. You're going to get three teams in the playoff, at least in the playoff picture, all throughout the year. So I think it's the best division in football, but we've seen that before. And I've said this, that's what frustrated me so much about the AFC East for all those years. It's like all those teams just waited for the Patriots to just be bad, waited for Tom Brady to leave, essentially, before they decided they were going to be a they were going to contend for the division. They kind of laid down and played dead for almost two decades while the Patriots reigned supreme. But usually, you know, even the 70s Steelers had to contend with the Oilers and the Browns and the Bengals, always nipping at their heels and trying to, you know, take what they had. And, you know, and the Steelers have always had to deal with that. They've always had to deal with the Ravens or the Browns, even the Bengals, when it comes to trying to win a championship, not just a division championship, but a Lombardi. And yeah, I think it's been that way in the Central, or I'm sorry, the Central. Wow. That's an old statement, in the AFC North for a long time. And it's going to be that way again this year. So, all right. On that note, I think I'm gonna call it a night. It was a fun show. I struggled to find some stuff to talk about tonight, but it is the dog days of summer. That's how it goes sometimes. Oh, here's one from Ryan O'Toole, and he says, "What are you looking from a Canada offense?" Well, just basically a better running game. I mean, I'm not when it comes to that, a better running game and more creativity, more imagination. As far as the X's and O's, I really don't have a. Oh, wait a minute, I missed a super chat, but yeah, I don't really have a lot of. Just basically more aggression in the running game. I think they're making a point to be more aggressive and to run the ball. I'm not necessarily predominantly a running offense, but be more effective at that and try to create more balance. And I have a $5 super chat from Dave Shipley, and thank you for that, Dave. And he asks, or he says, "I cannot wait for the slot and dime back competition. Love your show." Well, thank you. I can't wait for that either. There's a lot of things I can't wait for. I can't wait for training camp this year in the preseason. Like, usually preseason's kind of boring. But this year I'm really, really excited because there's a lot of shiny new toys to see on display and watch do their thing this August. And of course, if we're allowed to go watch them at training camp in La Trobe. But I thank you for the $5, Dave. And again, on that note, I will call it a night. And again, please check out Behind the Steel Curtain, the website. Check us out on any audio platform. Check us out on YouTube and Facebook, both as far as podcasts and on the editorial side. Not YouTube, obviously, but on Facebook. Every time there's an article published on Behind the Steel Curtain, you'll find it on Facebook. Michael Beck does a great job with our social media content. So please check us out. And until I talk to you guys again, have a great weekend and go Steelers.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.